Banks in Argentina are closed for the second straight day. The bank holiday follows the government's decision to devalue the peso. President Eduardo Duhalde pleaded with businesses yesterday to keep prices steady as his government abandons a decade-old link between the peso and the U.S. dollar. Economic fears set off last month's political crisis, marked by the violent demonstrations that pushed the elected president from office. Because many Argentine citizens owe mortgages, credit card bills, and other debts in dollars, the government says it will offset some losses when the value of the peso drops. Argentine political analyst Felipe Noguera says that may help the people's reactions when the banks open tomorrow.
Is this going to be good enough so that people feel that in the end it's some kind of wash and that overall they are better off?
So people who owe bills in dollars have what situation now? Do they have to pay in pesos?
So far, obviously, if you owed in dollars, you paid in dollars, but because a dollar was a peso, it made no difference. Part of the package that has been announced over the weekend is that these debts would now be nominated in pesos, up to a certain limit. In other words, what the government is trying to do is counterbalance the positive and negative effects. The risk there, of course, is that each individual may tend to feel more the negative effects and forget about the ways in which this benefits him.
How will you measure the success of the plan?
I think that the plan aims at saying, well, countries that have seemed to be successful in Latin America today, like Mexico, Brazil, and Chile, have flexible exchange rates. The successful scenario would be Argentina becomes like Brazil. It has a parity somewhere between 2 pesos to a dollar, 2.50 to a dollar. Industry is reborn, and more jobs are created, and that stabilizes the social situation. Some people would counter-argue that we had similar measures in the 80s, and throughout the 1980s, Argentina did not grow, and however uncompetitive the peg may have been, Argentine exports tripled throughout the 90s.
Is there anything preventing Argentina from being as flexible as Brazil or Mexico or Chile?
Nothing prevents us from being as flexible. The risk is that we become too flexible. What happened in the 1980s is that politicians weren't good enough at restraining the amount of money being printed, and therefore the currency lost its value and we went into hyperinflation. What the politicians seem to be saying to us today is, trust us, we are going to be more responsible and we won't print more money than is necessary, and therefore the money will retain its value. This, of course, reminds us of the scorpion in Aesop's fable that said to the frog, take me across the river, I won't sting you. And the frog said, well, don't sting me because we'll both die. And halfway across the river, the scorpion stings the frog. The frog says, what are you doing? And he says, it's in my nature. I think that many people in Argentina feel that perhaps it is in the politician's nature. They will end up printing money and we will have hyperinflation again.
Argentine political analyst Felipe Noguera.